Stephen Edwin King is an American author of horror, supernatural fiction, suspense, crime, science fiction, and fantasy novels. His books have sold more than 350 million copies, and many have been adapted into films, television series, miniseries, and comic books. Check the link in the description below to get his top books in audiobook format for free.
We're back with Stephen King, someone I have known my whole life and love so dearly, as we all do, because you've changed the course of all of our lives. You have painted in the minds of all of us the greatest stories, scenarios, characters, worlds. And I'd love to talk to you about some of all of our favorites in something we're calling On the Books.
Oh, this is gonna be like a Rorschach test.
Okay, Carrie, published in 1974, movie released in 1976. What are your thoughts?
Well, what I remember is that when the movie rights were sold for $6,500, I ran out to McDonald's and bought my wife and I orange Blizzard shakes.
Okay, that is beyond my expectations or dreams for what this is. That's exactly it. Okay, The Shining, published in 1977, movie released in 1980.
Well, I didn't really like the movie that much, but I did like the little boy that played Danny Torrance. And of course, since then, the Here's Johnny has become associated with my name forever.
And why did you not love the movie, Not to Press? If you don't want to tell me, it's fine, but I'm curious.
No, the book was warm and the movie was cold. It was a Kubrick film. And don't get me wrong, I love everything else the man did. I just didn't like that one. The greatest thing about it is if you're not involved, if it's really good, you can say, that's based on my book. If it's really bad, you can say, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Okay, Firestarter, published in 1980, movie released in 1984, shot in 82.
I thought that you were terrific in that part. That was very, very difficult. And you were great. What every time that you got ready to light a fire, your beautiful blonde hair would blow back. It was great. That's it. Yep. That's the look.
I loved getting to play Charlie McGee more than words can ever express. And when you're seven and you think you can blow people away with a fireball, it's really empowering.
Yeah.
Okay, so from different seasons in 1982 came Stand By Me, the movie in 1986.
What I remember about writing that was my wife and I were living in an old house that was too small for a writing room. And so there was a barn next door. And I used to work on Stand By Me, which was then called The Body, in my underwear because it was summer and it was so hot in there. But the memories just came flooding back.
Oh, I love that detail. That's right, The Body, of course. I love that. Okay, one of my personal favorites. They're all my favorites. Christine, published in 1983, movie released in 1983. That's a quick turnover.
I had a Plymouth like that. It wasn't quite that year, but it was rattly and it was breaking down. And one day when I was driving home, I thought to myself, you know, what would be really great is if the odometer on this thing started to run backwards. And every time it turned past like a fender bender or a flat tire, that thing would fix itself. And I thought, you know, that's a great story. I think I want to write that. It'll be really funny. But it didn't turn out to be that funny after all.
I love that. It's brilliant. Okay, another book you wrote that also became such an incredible movie, Misery, published in 1987, movie in 1990.
At that time, you know, I went to autographings and people would line up and they would all say the same thing. I'm your number one fan. And I thought to myself, you can't all be my number one fan. Somewhere there must be a number two fan or a number three. But they would bring things and some of them were very, very serious about various parts of the stories and everything. And I thought, you know, I would hate to be captured by one of these and have to write a book. And then the thing just followed after. I mean, it was just perfect. It was like automatic writing almost.
Ah, and a detail about your new novel later.
I had an idea for a story about a literary agent, a woman who was on her own, and she had financial problems, and she had one big client that was supposed to pay all the bills because her life was just falling apart. And the guy drops dead. So what are you going to do about that? And I held on to that idea for quite a while. And then I thought, what if she had a kid who could talk to dead people and they had to tell him the truth? And I thought, that little boy could tell her the whole story and she could write it under his name. So I started with that, and I had such a good time with that book, and I hope people who read it have a good time. It's sort of light and tasty, but I think it's also scary, so.
I just love being in your world for years, and I'm so happy to reconnect with you.
Well, right back at you. I love being with you and getting a chance to connect with you and see your happy face. And I just hope everything's going great for you. And I watched the show and I read your book and you were in Firestarter and you were in Cat's Eye. And we have a real connection. It's great.
We really do.
Just don't lock me up in a room and make me write a book.
Well, I am your number one fan. Stephen King, thank you so much for coming here. Please, if you'll come on your next project, I would be so honored. Later is available now. It dropped. It's here. And we will
be... It's here.
It's here.
Stephen Edwin King is an American author of horror, supernatural fiction, suspense, crime, science and fiction, and fantasy novels. His books have sold more than 350 million copies, and many have been adapted into films, television series, miniseries, and comic books. Check the link in the description below to get his top books in audiobook format for free.